Golf, Sports and International News. Good evening and welcome to the main news at 18 hours. We take a look at stories making headlines. DPP leader challenges government over U.S. ambassador corruption revelations. Industrial harmony key to job creation, HH. U.S. imposes sanctions on DR Congo ex-president Kabila, alleging rebel support. Millennium FM, the voice of development. For the details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwape. The Democratic Progressive Party DPP leader Antonio Mwanza has challenged the government to respond to serious corruption revelations made by the United States ambassador to Zambia, Michael Gonzalez. In his farewell speech, Ambassador Gonzalez revealed that Zambia loses hundreds of millions of dollars annually due to widespread petty corruption, with over $14 billion in illicit financial flows reportedly being channeled to East Asia. Mr. Mwanza emphasized that the allegations must not be ignored, urging the government to provide comprehensive and transparent response to the concerns raised.
The allegations that Ambassador Gonzalez has raised are very serious allegations, and we challenge the government to give a comprehensive response to all the allegations and the revelations that Ambassador Gonzalez has raised. We are talking about taxpayers' money. We are talking about people losing their lives. We are talking about a health sector that is crumbling, that is falling. We are talking about the corruption in the system. We are talking about lack of transparency and accountability, and government cannot brush aside these allegations and revelations as raised by the ambassador of the United States of America to Zambia.
Meanwhile, Alliance for Accountability Advocates Executive Director Chilufelu Chembe says that the fight against corruption in Zambia requires both proactive government action and active citizen participation. Mr. Luchembe notes that although Zambia has legal frameworks such as the Anti-Corruption Act and investigative institutions in place, a major challenge remains the limited capacity of citizens to demand accountability from leaders. He adds that corruption is not hidden, as many Zambians witness it in their daily lives, but often remain silent, allowing the vice to persist.
I think the gap is on the capacity of the Zambian people to be able to demand and hold our leaders accountable, because corruption doesn't happen in the dark. Every person everywhere sees the corruption activities happening. But the challenge is we keep quiet on these issues. And to make matters worse, government itself, those that are given the responsibility to address corruption issues, do not take immediate, action. They wait until, time elapses, people change positions or change station, and that's when we want to begin to address those corruption issues.
Efforts to get a comment from the government over the matter proved futile by broadcast time. Agriculture expert Oliver Wulaya says that the Energy Regulation Board's recent hike in diesel poses a significant macroeconomic shock to Zambia's agricultural sector as the country enters the marketing season and prepares for the next farming cycle. Dr. Wulaya has warned that agriculture's reliance on diesel for mechanization, irrigation, transport and processing means higher fuel costs will drive up prices of essential inputs like fertilizer, feed and agrochemicals, placing pressure on smallholder farmers. He notes that escalating input costs and reduced uptake resulting in lower productivity, reduced cultivated area and weakened national food security. He called rather for urgent resilience strategies, including investments in solar and biofuels.
Cost driver from land preparation and input delivery to harvesting, aggregation and final market distribution. Any sustained increase in fuel prices inevitably translates into higher cost of production, essential inputs such as fertilizer, seed, agrochemicals and mechanized services are expected to experience upward price adjustments. due to increased transportation and logistics costs. This situation places disproportionate pressure on smallholder farmers who already operate under very tight financial margins and face limited access to affordable finances.
In our Commuters' Rights Association of Zambia, CRAZ, Chairperson Aaron Kamuti says that the monthly fuel price review has continued to cause anxiety in the transport sector, and while a minimal bus fare increase is expected following the recent diesel hike, operators should think twice before rushing to adjust fares to ensure the traveling public gets a fair deal.
Another minimal increase on the bus fares, although we feel that we should not rush to start negotiating or talking about the adjustments on the bus fares. I think we need to give it time and see how we can give the traveling public a fair deal. So as a class, we feel that the operators should think twice before rushing to talk about the increment of the bus fares. Yes, we anticipate to see some increase on the fares, but it should be minimal.
President Ara Indeyishilema says that industrial harmony is vital for business growth to create jobs and support the workforce, adding that it must be strengthened. Speaking during the Labor Day commemoration held under the theme, Securing Zambia's Future of Work, Protecting Jobs, Skills and Pensions for Decent Work for All, President Ara Indeyishilema emphasized that stability in the workplace and the investment environment is essential for expanding enterprises, especially to absorb youths entering the job market after benefiting from free education. Meanwhile, the president outlined government's commitment to prudence in public spending, citing the Lusaka Ndola Road project being delivered at $650 million compared to a previous $1.8 billion contract. He says that from getting the right cost, quality and timely delivery allow for more projects and increased employment.
I want now to drive another point. That's another point I've driven. Let me drive another point. Stability in the workplace, stability in the investment environment is vital for businesses to grow so they can continue supporting the workforce that is there so that the business can grow to create more jobs for the youthful population, especially after we sent them to school free of charge as a government, European government, Zambian government. So we want to see more growth of businesses and labor together, more harmony and less street fights.
Earlier, Zambia Congress of Trade Unions President Blake Mulala said that workers continue to face job insecurity due to casualization and short-term contracts, stressing that meaningful protection requires stable, secure and pensionable jobs. He also raised concern over pension protection, noting that workers who retire while serving in acting positions receive benefits based on lower substantive grades, a situation particularly affecting the education sector where promotions lack transparency. Mr. Mulala further warned that unchecked issuance of work permits has led to an influx of expatriates in a sector such as domestic work and mining, displacing qualified Zambians and undermining local skills development despite laws that prioritize citizens.
Mr. President, we urge you to carry an audit for just recent years and a time to see how many expatriates have flooded in Zambia where we've got our local skills. Today, our people in the mining, electricians are being pushed out. They are saying, no, they are not qualified. And this also goes for our chain stores. We have foreign products which are flooding the chain stores which we have, and they are killing the local industries. How do we have imported Polonies coming from outside when we have got beef companies which are able to create employment and make Polonies in this country? We call for an end to allow Polonies products coming from outside to be sold in these shelves of our stores, because Zambians are hardworking. Zambians have understood the spirit of entrepreneurship.
And the International Labour Organization country Office Director for Zambia, Malawi and Mozambique, Wellington Chikebe, said that Labour did reaffirms their shared commitment to building a more resilient and inclusive Zambia, noting that Labour remains a foundation of production and innovation.
Only on today.